Not all portals are personal. Some are built into the structure of time itself. The turning of seasons, the shifting relationship between light and dark, the quiet moment when one phase completes and another begins. You don't create these thresholds. You move through them whether you notice or not. Day length changes, the light shifts, energy recalibrates, your body feels it, your focus responds to it. Your motivation often rises and falls with it. Most people experience these changes physically. They feel more energized or could be more tired. They could be more focused or scatterbrained. Mystics learn to experience these same moments consciously. They recognize that certain points in time act as natural gateways, not because something magical appears out of nowhere, but because the structure of energy itself is shifting. In today's mystical minds, we're exploring equinoxes, solstices, and seasonal gateways, plus how to work with these cycles in a way that supports clarity, alignment, and sustainable transformation. Because some portals are not something you find, they are something you move through. Hey, everybody, I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm the creator of Out of Body Ecstasy. With over 40 years' experience as a psychic, energy worker, and soul connection specialist. Over the years, I've written 8 books with book number 9, Soulful Connections, scheduled for release in 2026. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Yes, we are continuing here in April. The theme is portals and gateways. And with these portals and gateways, I did develop some subliminals to help you connect with people during these sacred times. If you go to Out of Body Ecstasy, go to the store, you'll see subliminals for telepathic, dream, and astral, all of which will help you connect, travel, remember, and have a good time. Yes, indeed you do. So let's move forward to the card of the week. We are using Wisdom of the Hidden Realms deck by Colette Baron-Reed. I went diving into my garage the other day and found some boxes that I'd forgotten about, and these cards were sitting in there. So I haven't used these cards in, what is this, 2026? So I haven't used these since 2015. It's been a while. They've been waiting for me and you. And with this card, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode this week or if you come across it a week, a year, 5 years from now. This card is for you for this week. All right? So let's see what card we have going today. Let's pick one here. Here we go. Here we go. How about this one? Ooh. I couldn't have picked a better card because we are in Aries in the fire season. The card is picked is the Fire Prince. Yeah, I can't make this stuff up. It is all about optimism and regret and aggression. And the Fire Prince does give us optimism. It gives us a hope, a wish of things better. It lights a fire under our ass, honestly, to make our lives a better place, to make lives for others a better place. And along with that fire does bring aggression. Because when red energy is up and it's, it's fiery, I don't know how else to put it, it tends to make people easier to aggravate. It gives people a faster switch to get frustrated. Rage, anger. So watch it as you're driving this week. Watch it as you're engaging with others. Their responses may be unpredictable, so always err on the side of caution, but also allow yourself the optimism, okay? Use this red energy for optimism for you to move forward in some section of your life that has been very stagnant. This is the time to bust a move, as I would say. All right, so we have the fire prince, optimism, and aggression. And sitting here next to me, I have my cat, Xena. Xena, Laverne, and Gandalf turned 13. Was it yesterday or the day before? No, 2 days ago. These kids turned 13, and RIP for Oscar and Shirley, who have both died. Well, they died before their 13th birthday, so they weren't able to get older. But Xena usually hangs out with me when I'm doing podcasts, readings, talking with people via Zoom. She always likes to make her presence known. And she's always with me for Love Notes when I do Love Notes on TikTok every Friday night between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you ever want to join me on Love Notes, it's on my other handle, The Passion Zone, on TikTok. So it's The Period Passion Period Zone. All right. And I do I play songs. We talk about love, talk about romance books, romance movies, play dedications. And I also do a guided visualization every week under the Soulful Connection area. If you can't make it live on TikTok, the podcast version is also up. You can get to that podcast version either from thepassionzone.com, or you can get to it from my Substack, which is Love Notes Unscripted. All right. Okay, so let's move forward with the mystical item of the week. This week, it's one of my favorite stones. It's the Sunstone. Yes, which goes along with the Fire Prince, doesn't it? The Sunstone carries the energy of warmth, light, and forward movement. It's directly connected to solar energy, this fire, the same force that drives the equinoxes, I can't say that word right, and solstices. When the amount of daylight changes, your internal energy, it often shifts with it. Sunstone helps you to stay connected to that movement. Energetically, Sunstone supports vitality and energy renewal, clarity of direction, personal empowerment, motivation and forward motion, confidence in decision making. Seasonal portals are guided by light. Mm-hmm. And as light levels increase or decrease, depending on where we're at in the year, your awareness, focus, and emotional state often responds. Working with the Sunstone can help you notice when your energy is expanding, where it is pulling back, where movement feels natural. Keep it near you this week during reflection and planning, and let it anchor you in clarity as you move through the shifting energy. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about seasonal portals today, equinox, solstice, and natural gateways. So what are seasonal portals? Seasonal portals are natural thresholds created by Earth's movement around the sun. They're predictable. They happen at the same points each year. Equinoxes mark balance between light and dark. Solstices mark extremes. These are not, they're not abstract. They're measurable shifts in light, time, and energy. Your body responds to this. Your sleep patterns may change. Your energy levels may rise or fall. Your focus may shift without a really clear reason. And these are not random fluctuations. I promise you they're not. They're responses to natural cycles. Seasonal portals are moments where those cycles become more noticeable. Working with them means recognizing I am part of this cycle, not separate from it. And when you understand this, you stop focusing consistency. Not focusing, forcing. That's the word I'm looking for. You stop forcing consistency and you start working with the rhythm. Now, any scratches you hear in the background, that would be Xena because she wants me to scratch her ear. And it feels good, so she scratches. Just an FYI if you're wondering, what in the world is that noise in the background, if you can hear it. So let's move on to the equinox energy, the balance and the recalibration. Equinoxes are points of balance. day and night hold equal space. This creates a natural moment for recalibration. Balance does not mean everything in your life feels equal. No, it means you have the opportunity to see clearly where imbalance exists. Equinox energy often highlights where you are overextended, where something is being neglected, where your time or energy is unevenly distributed. This is a powerful time for reflection. You want to ask yourself, where am I giving too much? And where am I not giving enough? Equinox work is not about fixing everything. It's about noticing. Awareness is what allows balance to begin. And before I forget, I'll mention it now in case I forget at the end. In the Mystical Minds group, and you can join it for free and still and get this resource. I did put up a resource with last week's blog post about these thresholds. It's about the different seasonal thresholds and how to use them to your advantage. It's a PDF download. I make them nice and simple, but you have to be a member in order to download it, and you can join for free. Okay, so mysticalminds.co, and you'll get to it. All right, so segment three here, we're going to talk about solstice energy, which is all about direction amplification. Now, solstices represent extremes. It's either the longest day or the longest night. These moments amplify energy. They often bring clarity around direction. You could notice an increased motivation in certain areas, a decreased interest in others, a stronger pull towards specific goals, a natural release of things that no longer fit. Solstice energy is directional. It highlights momentum. It shows you where energy is naturally flowing. The most useful question during solstice periods is, where is my energy already moving? Because if you follow that movement, it creates alignment. Now, most people try to operate at the same level of output all year long. And you know what? It leads to burnout. Yes, indeed you do. It does. I've experienced it myself. Seasonal awareness, it does change that. When you recognize cycles, you begin adjusting your actions based on energy. For example, high energy periods support action and creation. Quieter periods support reflection and planning. Transitional periods support decision making, right? This creates a more sustainable rhythm. Instead of forcing productivity, you align with timing. This reduces resistance and increases clarity. So how can you work with these seasonal portals practically, right? So here's a usable approach. At the beginning of a new season, whether it's, you know, winter, spring, summer, or fall, pause and assess. Write down what is beginning in your life, what is growing in your life, and what is ending, because you cannot begin something without an ending of something else. Okay? Notice what is shifting. Check in weekly. Okay, adjust your actions to match the movement. You do not need to predict the entire season. Okay, you only need to stay aware of what is changing. Seasonal work becomes powerful through consistency. Small check-ins, clear awareness, you have aligned action. Which brings us to the soul work of the week. Seasonal alignment check-in, and you'll find this below in the show's notes, okay, under resources for this episode. This week's soul work is all about identifying your current season. Take about 10 to 15 minutes and write, what season of life am I in right now? And then answer, what feels like it's expanding? What feels like it's slowing down? What requires more attention? What is ready to be released? Next, choose one action that aligns with that season. For example, if you notice growth is present, take a forward step. If you know closure is present, release something. If uncertainty is present, observe instead of forcing. At the end of that week, or this week, reflect, what became easier when I aligned with my energy? What resistance decreased? What clarity increased? Alignment simplifies movement. All right. And remember that PDF is part of last week's Mystical Minds blog post. It is a free download, but you have to be a member and you can join for free. Mysticalminds.co. All right. So others, some portals are personal. Others are universal. Seasonal gateways remind us that transformation follows rhythm. It follows cycles. It follows timing. And when you begin recognizing these patterns, something shifts. You stop asking, why does everything feel off? And start asking, what phase am I in? This month in Mystical Minds, it's all about understanding the portals in all their forms, personal, energetic, and natural. Now, next week, which is the last week of April and right before my birthday, we'll explore creating your own portals through ritual and intention and how to consciously open and close energetic thresholds in your life. So until then, folks, notice your energy, honor your timing, and trust the season you're moving through. You are not behind, you are in rhythm. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds, just as another cat is bringing one of those little balls with a bell inside into my office. I hope this has sparked something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It is a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. What a great place to grow and explore your gifts. You'll find support, community, and your peeps. You can also book a private reading with me, energy work, or a soul session at any time through outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, guys, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.